This morning, I'd like you to go back in time with me to August 25th, 1910. If you were sitting in this very spot on the grass, August 25th, 1910, you would see around you a fair amount of activity, a lot of workmen, construction workers, without any safety gear or any goggles or any hard hats. Maybe a quiet, primitive, smelly, modern engine or two. Mostly you'd notice, I think, the sight and the sound and the smell of the horse flesh, all gathered together in an interesting, almost pre-industrial revolution environment to construct a new school building here on this hill in Mankato. McMahon Hill, it was called. And in those days, the dream was that there would be someday a very, very large school here, an institution for women, a finishing school, where Lutheran women could come and learn to cook and read and write and sing and play the piano and play the violin and cook and sew and balance the checkbook and various other skills that might prove useful to Lutheran women in the first decades of this new 20th century. Bethany was established as Bethany Ladies Seminary here on McMahon Hill, and the buildings were actually not finished for the first year, which started in 1911. Those who witnessed the construction talked about ramps that were built to carry equipment and material up to the upper levels of this building, not so dissimilar from the techniques used by the pharaohs and the great cathedral builders. That idea of a Lutheran seminary for women, a finishing school, seemed to fit into the idea of Christian vocationalism as it had been articulated by Martin Luther, in which he understood that every station in life, every godly station in life, was indeed a calling by God, a place where God could be glorified and we could help our neighbors. The theme of Bethany, of course, is a natural theme for a women's seminary in that it tells a story of two women engaged in a couple of different pursuits there at Bethany that day. We see it here in the window. You can see it if you go out of your way now to find it in the lobby of the old main stained glass window that was put in about that time, actually later. But telling the story of Mary and Martha of Bethany. You recall the story. In fact, if you open up to hymn number 182, and look at verse number 10, you will find there the passage from the Gospel of Luke that tells of this story. Martha, the diligent one, Mary, the quiet, faithful one in this episode, they set the theme for this school as a place where young Christians could come and learn to pursue with diligence the truth of God's Word, a place where they could sit at the feet of Christ and learn, especially from Him and of Him, the way to life and the way of life. That school folded. It wasn't an idea that was appropriate to the time. The college then was taken over, the property was taken over by a group of pious Norwegians without much money. And they formed Bethany Lutheran College. It was a two-year college, the first 2 years of college, and high school. Bethany Lutheran High School was a residential institution. High school students lived here on the campus with the college students. That institution flourished until 1969. In the 1940s, a seminary was founded. We'll hear a little bit more about that tomorrow. And then when the high school closed, the school existed as a two-year college until the year 2000, at which time Bethany became a four-year school. I think that's right. I was here. You don't remember these things. It's all one happy memory. But despite those changes, we have been blessed by God. We have been blessed by the Holy Spirit that we have been able to remain faithful to this vision of a place where young Christian women and men can gather to learn, first of all, what it is to be a God-fearing person, to understand that Christ is the center of all that we do, not just in this place, but in every aspect and every corner of our lives, and also to understand that here is a place where we may learn to be godly and diligent in our pursuit of whatever vocation it is that God has set before us. So we sing of hymn number 182. Let us begin with the first three verses and then verse 5. Turn now, please, to the handout, the Bethany Song. Dr. Ilva Socker, we know his name from the Fine Arts Center over there, and, of course, his work at the college, thought that the school should have a school song, so one of the professors wrote the text, and he wrote the tune. And I invite you to join now. Let's stand and sing this with great fervor. Grab your hymn books and turn to 593. All around the campus, we have framed copies of the college mission statement. Along with the mission statement, of course, is the beautiful image, the photograph of our altar crucifix. If you can't remember in your mind what the college mission is, if you remember the words of this hymn, you will have it. It says it all, and it is indeed a beautiful cornerstone that reminds us of who and what we are. And as soon as we have finished singing this hymn, you are all invited to find your way out to Coneland for a college and seminary photograph. And you may use the front doors and the side door, and you will have further directions out there. Hymn 593.